Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah discusses rules and categories of various types of wicks that may be forbidden to use in our lamp. Similar to the last Mishnah, it also includes wicks that burn well, but would also be forbidden to use for other reasons. Mishnah begins. Kol hayotze min ha'ed e madligin bo ela pishnaren. We cannot use to light any product that comes from a tree, except for pishtan. There's a pasuk in Yeshua, which says, v'titmentem v'pishtei chalitz. There's a pasuk in Yehoshua that says that she hid them with the trees of flax. And therefore, even though the fact that flax might be considered a tree, nonetheless, one would be permitted to use it for one's lamp Friday night. The Chol Hayotze Min Ha'Eitz. In any type of tree products, Eino Metame Tumas Olin Ela Pishnan. Anything which is derived, made from the tree, is not susceptible to becoming Tame, to becoming impure when it comes to Tumas Ohalim, in the outer cover of a tent, except for Pishtan, Ella Pishtan. What is this referring to? Let's say a person were to have a tent made of material from a tree, and inside this tent, there's something which is Tame. Anything inside this tent would become Tame, because of the concept of Tumas Ohalim, that anything inside an enclosed area comes together, and therefore anything in a tent which is Tame becomes Tame, but the tent itself is made from a tree product would not become Tame, except of course if it was made out of flax. Flax again is this, really has a quality of something which is not made from a tree, and therefore would be permitted to use for it to kindle Friday night, as well as it would become Tame if it was material used to produce a tent. Petilas Abeged. If on Yom Tov, a person uses a piece of cloth for a wick, exactly the size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, and took this piece of material, and then Shekipla, then it was twisted below Heath Hava, it was not singed. Rabbi Elazar Omer Tameya, Rabbi Elazar says Tame, the Ein Madlikim Ba. We cannot light with it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the situation is as follows. Since, of course, when a person lights a piece of material, it shrinks a little bit. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it will lose this classification of becoming a garment. The definition of a garment is something 3 by 3 fingers, and now by lighting it, it will shrink. And therefore, since it's being transformed from a garment to a non-garment material, that is considered nola, you're creating almost something new on Yom Tov, and that is forbidden. But the Akiva, however, says, no, tahora, this piece of material, despite the fact that it shrinks, is still tahor. Why? Because since it was already folded, since it was folded ahead of time, before Yom Tov started, it already was considered a non-cloth, a non-material. And therefore, it cannot become Tame. And therefore, even if we shrink the material, it is not changing its status, since it was always considered a non-garment. And therefore, it's not a problem with Nolad. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that one may light with it on a Yom Tov. The reason why we're assuming this has to be a Friday of a Yom Tov is because everyone agrees that this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that one may heat on a Yom Tov, if you like to heat up an entire whole vessel, one could not use, let's say, something which is not considered a vessel because of the problem of muksa. How could you use, let's say, shards of something, small piece of something, which really isn't considered anything, that's rendered muksa, and therefore to use it on a Yom Tov would be prohibited. But to use this piece of material would be permitted. And the only question is, what about if it's exactly 3 by 3, Is the shrinking of this piece of material, does that render it a new product? Changing it from a piece of material to nothing, in which case it's like a nolut or transforming its object? Or no, according to Rabbi Akiva, it was always considered a non-piece of material because it was folded, it was already designated toward usage to kindle for our candle Friday evening. And again, because Rabbi Akiva says, why can't you light with it? He says, because since it was already folded before Yom Tov started, and since we know you're not allowed to braid and transform it into a proper wick, already lost its status of a kli, because it was already folded, and when you light with it on the Yom Tov, it doesn't have the status of a fragment of a vessel, it does not have the status of a shivrei kli, and therefore one would be permitted to light with it on Friday night, as preceded by a Yom Tov. Mishnah Daled. After discussing fuels and wicks, the Mishnah now moves on to discussing lamps. It forbids additions made to lamps that may lead to removing some of the fuel on Shabbos. It also teaches us in this Mishnah that although removing some of the oil doesn't immediately cause the fire to go out, it is still considered extinguishing, which is prohibited on Shabbos. Let's read the first part of the Mishnah together. Vayikov Adam Shvalferes Shalpeitza, when we not pierce an eggshell, the Malena Shemen, fill it with oil, the Tenena Alpi Haner, and put it over the opening of a lamp, the Shvo Shetehe Minatefes, so that the oil will drip into the lamp, so that it will burn longer. Why not? We are concerned that a person might come and might remove some of this extra oil for food, for one salad dressing. And this will cause the fire to become extinguished earlier and transgress the Isser of Havara. Afilu hishocheres, even if this lamp is made of clay, and even though it's not common to take oil from a used clay vessel, nonetheless, the reason because it becomes spoiled, there's an odor from it, nonetheless, it'd be forbidden to use it for a lamp on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, however, matir. Rabbi Yehuda permits even putting this pierced tube on the opening of the lamp and filling with oil on Shabbos so that it will drip. He is not concerned that a person will take oil from it because a person will see that the oil is dripping on the lamp which is below it, and that will almost serve as a reminder. Therefore, he will avoid removing some of this oil on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda permits this type of device. Aval chibra hayotzer mitchila mutar. If the potter attached it from the beginning, if it was constructed this way from the outset, this special type of lamp, then it would be permitted, it would be mutar to have this dripping device. Why? Reishu kli echad, because it's considered one single vessel. And because it is this one vessel, because it is this one lamp, we're not concerned that he will remove oil from it. Person may not fill a separate bowl with oil, put it beside a lamp, and put the end of the wick into it, for it to draw extra oil from the bowl. Once again, we're concerned that a person may come and remove some of this extra oil sitting in this bowl to use it for his food. Again, you're causing the fire to become extinguished earlier. Just like before, Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits this type of contraption.